Well, leading our news this morning, there have been violent clashes in Hong Kong, in the worst unrest since China took control of the city in 1997. Police used tear gas to try to disperse thousands of pro-democracy protesters who have brought parts of the city to a standstill. There have been scores of arrests and more than 30 protesters have been injured. The family of a dual Australian citizen who was murdered in Afghanistan last week say they are devastated. 56-year-old Saeed Habib Moosawi was pulled off a bus and shot dead by the Taliban. The ABC can reveal Afghan authorities believe he was targeted because he was Australian.
And what my family is going through, I don't want any other families to go through this as well, you know. So we want justice for us, for my mum, for my family, you know.
Nemat Moosawi there. Cabinet is preparing to make a final decision to send Australian forces back into Iraq. 8 fighter jets and most of the 600-strong military forces are in the United Arab Emirates and they're awaiting further orders. Defence Minister David Johnson has been in Baghdad trying to settle the legal framework for Australia's operation. And a search resumes this morning for a mountain bike rider who went missing around Kinglake in Melbourne's northeast at the weekend. 47-year-old Paul Pagliaro set off from Smith's Gully for a 5-hour ride on Saturday, biking to Melbourne.